So I mentioned before how the world was lived there before Corona, before the massive that we're in now. And when Hashem took away one of the leaders, Palestra, so he gave us another one. During Corona, the Bachurim from yeshivas, the Chutz La'aretz that are learning here, the girls from seminaries, they're from Chutz La'aretz that are learning here. There was a very real likelihood they wouldn't be allowed to come in. And someone rose up and took it upon himself, with the help of others, but largely himself, to make sure they could come, they could learn. And now we find ourselves in Milchama, and again he rose up. The amounts of chesed and stuff that he's been doing have been massive. So I'm sure the love is shepherding tremendous us and shemaim. Now here from the Milchama.
My father always used to say that, in the beginning, you're talking divrei hesped, but as the years go by, it's time for more of remembering in order to be miskazik, in order to remember the things, midos, things that we could learn from him. There's no better place than the place that he loved best in Eretz Yisrael, his shul, with the people that he loved, people they felt connected to, and the thing that kept them going. So, Yashikaya. In last week's parsha, we saw that there was a Nisayan of Abraham Avinu, the final Nisayan, which was the Nisayan of the Akedah. Yitzchak, which is Akedah's Yitzchak, Yitzchak didn't really have that Nisayan. Yitzchak wasn't really part of that Nisayan. So it seems to be that was the Nisayan of Avraham Avinu. Avachari Yitzchak was really the main one that was having Nisayan. He was the one that was going to be getting shechted. He was going to be the one that was going to be on the Akedah. Rabbi Ruchin brings down that the definition of a Nisayan means we have a choice. Now, what does it mean we had a choice? And where did Avraham Avinu have a choice as opposed to Yitzchak? The Medrash brings down in Emor, the Medrash says that, as we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Aleilu La'ila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told him to shecht him. On the other hand, we have Hashem told him, Ki Yitzchak Yikari L'Chazara. The Medrash brings down that if Avraham Avinu would have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu this stira, and he would have said, "What's going on over here?" HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have had to tell him that, "You're right, I never really planned on anything, and you're right. Again, you're right. What I meant was, and I never meant that you should shecht him." And then the whole thing would have, there wouldn't have been an Akedah. The Mat Ephraim brings down that when we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, before you blow the shofar, you should cover the shofar in like a cloth or like a bag. And the reason is because in order to remember that by the Akedah, Avraham Avinu covered Yitzchak. Why did he cover him? In order that he was scared that a rock or a branch or something would fall and it would make a move or a scratch or something that would possibly carbon. And therefore, he covered Yitzchak in order to make sure that there was no scratch. Now, L'chaira in Hilchos Sveikus, I don't think you had to worry about such a thing. Plus, why is it so important that we cover the shofar in order to remember what's this grace of Mila that Avraham Avinu covered Yitzchak? Another thing I saw brought down is, by the beginning of the Akedah, right when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that he should go to the Akedah, and he took it with him. Now, he didn't have to take the Atzei Oila with him, schlep Atzei Oila from Hebron or Be'er Sheva, wherever he was going from, all the way to Har Moriah. But he was scared that maybe there wouldn't be branches there. Maybe there wouldn't be enough eights in there. Now, again, in Hilchas Sfeikis, I don't know if there's such a chiyuv. The answer is, as I figured out, that the Nisoyan of Avraham Avinu was to be wanting to do the mitzvah. The Nisoyan of Avraham Avinu, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from Avraham Avinu, was to make the choice that he wants to go ahead and do the mitzvah, not like Yitzchak. Yitzchak, Hashem told Avraham, Yitzchak, go bring a carbon. He didn't have much of a choice. Hashem told him to do it. He's going to go. Avraham Avinu had ways out. Avraham Avinu could have asked the questions. Avraham Avinu could have, who knows, something would have happened. Probably not, but something could have happened. A rock could have fallen. There wouldn't be enough Eitzim. But yet Avraham Avinu wanted to do the mitzvah. Avraham Avinu's goal was not to try to get away with it. And that was the Nisayan of Avraham Avinu. The Nisayan of Avraham Avinu was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to see, I'm going to run ahead and do this no matter what, because I want to do it. We all know one of the things that my father had that he taught so much to everybody was, mitzvahs are not a burden. Mitzvahs are things that we want to go ahead and do. There's a simcha. There's an excitement. Mitzvahs is something that I want to go ahead and do. Mitzvahs are not something I'm looking to try to get away from. Mitzvahs are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, which I want to be able to do them. I want to run after them. I want to make sure that I'm able to do these mitzvahs, even if in theory I can get away with it. Even though in theory I can do things that could make it not happen. I think that's something that we could learn from. One more point. This past Shabbos, I was by the Torah Mesorah convention. Rebellion Brudny spoke. It was like a question and answer. And somebody asked him, what do you talk to kids? Now, I imagine it's not the same thing in America as in Eretz Yisrael. But kids are nervous. There's campuses. There's a lot going on. People are nervous. People are, what could I tell my kids? How do I talk to my kids? And Rebellia said, the lesson that we have to teach our kids is that you know why, and every kid should hear this, is that you know why they hate us and you know why they're doing this? Because we're the Amanivka. A kid should be proud of what's going on. A kid should feel we're the Amanivkar. They're jealous of us. They're scared of us. They know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as the Amanivkar, Atav HaKartonu Mikala Amim, and that brought sinner to the world. Kan Yarda Sinna Lailam. But the message that a child has to hear, and the message that we have to be miskazik on, that we have to feel, is what's going on now is because I'm proud of what's happening. I'm proud to be the Yid. I'm proud to be the Amanivkar. I'm proud to be the person that everybody's trying to get to because of how special I am. And that's something that we can definitely always take from my father. And it's definitely something that we could learn. And the Mitzvah Shem will be a Yeshua in Eretz Yisrael. I'll be zeichet to see him very, very soon. Yes, amazing. Amen.